Hour number three kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's hit some hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Cody?
Thanks, John. I was trying to tell you about this earlier. The quarterback, Jake Merklinger, has gotten a crystal ball for Tennessee. He's a four-star player, according to Steve Wiltfong. I always thought that was a weird name. Kind of sounds Asian to me. The guy at 247, you know, the director of recruiting. Jake Merklinger, four-star quarterback, could be our next quarterback here.
Okay.
All right. Tennessee's next four series in baseball. You want to hear about this?
That's murderer's row.
Number one, LSU.
Tough.
Number three, Florida.
Tough.
Number five, Arkansas.
Tough.
Number four, Vandy.
Tough.
That's four of the top five teams.
Yep.
If we could win all of those series,
we'd be back to being the number one team in the country.
What record would you take in those series? If we could go, let's say, so there's going to be roughly three games per series times four series. If we could go 8-4, you'd take that?
Oh, for sure. I was going to say, I'd be cool with 6-6.
Win three of the four.
Six and six would be.
6-6. Really
six and six
lower
would
in
be,
the standard here.
I mean, you don't have the same offense you had last year. But I would, I mean, I
what
think.
What if you go 6-6? And, well, no, it's not possible. I was going to say, and you only win one series, but that you could go 6-6 and only win two series.
Wow. Great.
You could
map.
Also go 6-6 and win three series. That's what I'd prefer. Get two games in each series.
But then you get swept in the other one.
Can't wait till we go 12-0.
12-0? That seems realistic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, to me, 6-6 has got to be the minimum goal.
0-1 Yankees.
9-3.
I mean, if you go 9-3, I mean, that's a huge statement. If you finish with a winning record, that's a huge statement. To me, 6-6 is the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Best team since the 27 Yankees.
I think that was last year that people thought.
That was the 2000 Yankees.
Okay.
This team's going to be more like the 27 Yankees.
Okay. Tennessee swept A&M, got back to 500 in conference play.
It was nice to see.
They're both they're three games back, though. Vanderbilt and South Carolina are a perfect 6-0. Kentucky is 5-1. And I guess Missouri – who swept Missouri over the weekend? Because Missouri is back to 500, too, after sweeping Houston. Sure. Turns out Missouri wasn't that good. They just beat your ass.
Not mine.
What's up with us in Missouri this year?
They own us, except in football. Except in football. We beat their ass again in football, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
A Mississippi news anchor.
They gave you a little bit of a sweat in the first quarter, or the first half, if I remember. They're hanging around.
Yeah.
A Mississippi news anchor, Barbie Bassett, was fired over the weekend after she quoted Snoop Dogg live on the air and said the faux shizzle my...
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I can say that.
No, you can't.
Well, she can't either because they fired her. She's been a news anchor at the company for over 20 years.
What was
she was discussing Snoop Dogg's new wine collection.
Is that the name of it?
I don't know. You want to hear the
audio?
No,
sure, that's not the name of
it. It's a pretty short clip.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't think you can play the audio.
I mean, I could definitely play what she said.
No, I don't think so.
You don't want to hear it?
Like we can't play the N-word on the radio.
It's not the N-word. It's
but
the,
it's that's what we got fired for.
Well, yeah. But it's
that's what the N part of that is signifying. So.
I know, but I mean, I could definitely play her audio.
I'd rather not. I mean,
anyway, they canned her. Should she have been fired?
Probably.
It's interesting what you were saying earlier because there's a lot of people in the comments, many of them who appear to be black. Who are saying things like, as a black man, and I don't think this is that bad. They're saying, like, it was cringy, but she shouldn't be fired. She should just be clowned on.
Cam, how do you feel?
I think you just got to have the awareness to not risk that.
But do you give – I would say, like, to me, like, a two-week suspension is plenty good, and I think you can just move on. But like,
about it.
She definitely sounded like an old white lady that just didn't know what she was saying.
She probably didn't know what it meant, or I don't know. That's why I'm asking Cam how he feels for no particular reason.
I mean, I could play the audio to give you some.
I mean,
context.
We all know what she said. We don't need the context.
It's just good audio because it's like cringy, you know. Guess the audience won't get to hear it. Reese Witherspoon.
Been depraved.
Deprived, I think, is the.
Yeah.
Depraved is what you are late correct. Night. Late night at the bars.
Correct. Correct. We've been depraved and deprived.
Reese Witherspoon's getting divorced.
I saw that.
Yeah. Thoughts?
And prayers.
And prayers, yes. You feel bad?
I like Reese Witherspoon. I don't really like many. I notice I don't really like many of her characters, though. Like in any movie
you
she's
like
in?
Her as Reese Witherspoon
yeah,
in Sweet Home Alabama?
Never really watched the full thing. I've seen pieces of it, but
I feel like she's not a very good actress.
I mean, that's probably accurate.
She just seems like kind of the same character in most of her movies.
Well, she went from like ditzy girl to like frigid, you know what, that's like you're not really supposed to like, I feel like, as most of her characters.
So she's just playing a woman.
That's hateful.
Panera Bread is rolling out palm scanners that will link customers' handprints to their loyalty accounts.
So it begins. Who thought Panera would be the first to do it?
Yeah, it's a move that the company paints as convenient, but privacy advocates have decried.
Imagine giving your fingerprints and everything to damn Panera of all places.
Panera Bread. Here, take my blood, Panera.
Yeah.
Take my information.
Of all places.
How about that?
It's overpriced hospital food.
Pretty much. Yeah, it really is.
That turkey really avocado hits sometimes, though.
Yeah, like some of it's decent, but it's so overpriced. Like they think they're something special.
I hate
places that think they're better than like. Panera is like the ultimate. It's like those like new age like. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a restaurant. It's usually got an ampersand in the middle. It's like knife and fork. I hate those kind of places. Grass and bowl. You know what I'm talking about? Those kind of restaurants. They're like these. They're Gentile restaurants.
They're what?
They're Gentile restaurants.
Gentle?
No, Gentiles. They're ran by Gentiles. The same kind of people that walk their dogs in dog parks. You know my thing with these people.
The same people who walk their dogs at dog parks?
Yeah, I don't like those.
You're not supposed
people.
To walk your dog at a dog
and they,
park?
They wear like the glasses and they have like the. Everything's overpriced with these people.
People who walk. You mean like take their dog to the dog park or like have them on a leash and walk them around?
Yeah, people like that.
That's strange. That's a strange critique.
They eat at like these high-end breakfast places where they're paying like you're paying like $20 for eggs.
So you guys mean people with money? Is that what you're getting
no,
at? No.
No. It's a different type of brand of people. It's a different subset. This is not Range Rover crowd. This is a different subset.
You're talking about hipsters?
Kinda. They're kinda hipsterish like. But it's a whole thing with these people.
Yeah, you're doing a really poor job of articulating it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but people know what I mean. People know. They definitely know.
I don't know.
But anyway, this is Panera is kind of like that. Kind of has that vibe.
Okay.
You should never have to pay $20 for eggs. But hey, this economy, you know.
You never have to pay $20 for eggs. You choose to.
The fact that people willingly do it, though, when they know they're eating overpriced food, like the food's not even good.
Well, some people have money. Some people don't care.
Basically, here's what it is. If there's ever a restaurant with an ampersand in the middle, you know it's going to be trash.
I think that's a terrible take, actually.
Well, you would. You definitely would, because you're kind of like you would definitely be one of these type of.
You've
definitely eaten
the people you're talking about. The people you're talking about are the people you sit behind in line at Starbucks. Just for the record,
no, these are the people you sit behind in line at Starbucks. It's a different subset.
They go get the women are getting there. Maybe the guys are maybe going to the Honey Bee or something in the morning. But
there
the
you
women
go.
Are
there you go.
The women are it's at Starbucks and the guys are at Honey Bee. It's anybody in coffee culture.
It's
so
a different. It's a different subset though. These people
they're
are not
in
at Starbucks. They're at local coffee shops.
Not the women. The women still go to Starbucks. The guys go to Honey Bee.
You're definitely the type of guy that would eat at Oats and Grain.
No, I'm not. I would go to Hardee's and pick up a biscuit.
John, what's your favorite restaurant? Seed and Stem.
Yeah. Nope. I go pick up a regular sausage biscuit or a sausage egg biscuit. You got me figured out all wrong.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking. a sausage biscuit. That sure would be good. But if you got a sausage biscuit at one of these places, you know what it would be? It'd be like a biscuit that would have like onions in the dough, and the sausage would be made from like grass-fed gay pigs. It would be like a totally different experience. It's like, can I just get a sausage biscuit?
Precisely.
No, you can't.
Exactly. That's why I just go to very normal places.
And
you make fun of me for going to very
normal places. Our yeast is gluten-free. We have
Cam, you've heard him over the years make fun of me having such a basic taste and going to normal, regular places.
This is actually...
And now he's sitting here making fun of these same places that he said I should live a little and go try on that I'm so basic and eat regular stuff.
I never wanted you to go to one of these places.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You just can't eat the same thing everywhere you go. Go live a little. Go try new places.
Well, I mean, yeah, but these are a different kind. I wish you could just decipher what I'm saying. Because I know what I think is right, but I don't know if you can hear it well.
No, you're just, like your sports takes, you just change your mind all the time. You like trying those places, but you like making fun of those places at the same time.
I do not like those places.
Yeah.
At all.
If you change the name from something and something and just gave it like a guy or girl's name, you'd think you'd found the hidden gem.
No.
Okay.
I like a woman with stab wounds serving me. Woman with open sores on her hands.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your eggs. Like her be shaking, you know. Ugh. I'm disgusting with this good food.
Any other headlines?
You know, that Florida Atlantic coach, kind of cringe, huh?
Dusty May?
Kind of seem robotic. I don't like him.
You think he seems robotic? I'd say he seems like he's got some personality.
I think he seems like a real loser.
I don't know if I like him or not because he beat us, but he seems all right.
Really?
Players seem to like him.
Seems unlikable to me. A large explosion at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania Friday left several people injured.
What is Willy Wonka doing?
I think it actually killed someone, too.
Left them injured?
Yeah. A Florida charter school principal resigned her position this week after parents complained when sixth grade students were shown photos of Michelangelo's David statue during an art lesson.
Because his penis is out?
That's right. His big old penis is out.
Man, it's not a big old penis.
Looks pretty big to me.
He was a grower, not a shower, just like me.
Looks pretty good size.
Maybe we're thinking of a different one.
I kind of feel like they should have made his penis bigger. Like if you were the guy that sculpted Michelangelo.
I think if you made it bigger, it would become distasteful, though. It would become the story, and I don't think that's what they're going for.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You don't want the penis to become the story.
I just feel like that'd be a stronger sculpture. Sculpture? Sculpture.
What is sculpture?
Sculpture. Do you see what Charles Barkley said about politicians?
That LeBron James' career had the toughest stretch or a story or whatever.
He said politicians are all awful people and we can't ask them nothing. Democrats and Republicans are all crooks.
That's true.
Didn't he want to run for governor?
I don't know. Utah banned social media for everyone under 18 without parental consent.
Mm-hmm.
And the softball team won again.
Yeah, they do.
They sweep, win 2 out of 3. What'd they do?
I don't know, but they're good.
Okay, thanks.
They're really good.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Cam, you got the softball numbers for me. So we went 2 of 3 in the weekend.
We did. We were ranked third heading into this weekend against number 13, Alabama. Took 2 out of 3 this weekend.
Okay.
Lost on Saturday.
So bounced back on Sunday.
Got a win
good
there.
Good job, ladies. Seems like they're good.
They are pretty good.
Seems like it.
Only 2 losses on the season. You'll take that.
Number one, probably still Oklahoma, right? They're about as big of a lock as anything.
I'm not sure when the new poll comes out.
Okay.
But, yeah, the most recent one was through games of March 20th, so I feel like it should be coming out some point today.
Okay.
Good
job by Karen Weekly getting the ladies back on track.
And Ralph. Don't forget Ralph.
No, I'm pretty sure Ralph retired like 5 years ago.
Oh, is he canceled?
No, I just think he retired.
Why? Is he just letting his wife run it now?
I want to say that's true. I want to say Ralph's gone.
Was she always?
I don't think they're both still there.
Was she the main one, or was?
Are you sure Ralph's still there?
I said I don't think they're both still there.
Oh no, yeah, I'm pretty sure Ralph's gone.
Was she the main one, or was he the main one? Who was like the?
I don't.
Or was it just an equal co-coach?
No clue, but I'm pretty sure Ralph's gone.
And she just kept doing it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's older than her and just wanted to retire.
Okay. I'm sure he still has some, like, I bet.
Because, yeah, I know a woman could never do it by herself. Of course.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like, I know they were a team, but I bet he still gives her advice. Like, she
it's just Karen.
She probably still asks him things, and, like, they.
Ralph's just a special advisor.
Consultant, yeah.
He's listed on the staff as a special advisor.
He's definitely still helping out with some things, though. Like, he's carrying Gatorades around and whatever.
He's just supporting his wife.
Yeah, as a good man would do.
I think I'm going to go. Maybe I'll go to the game tomorrow.
I think I'm ready to take a
wife. I saw those games are much like baseball, hitting on resales. Like, to get a ticket.
Really?
To go to, like, see the Lady Vols softball team, it's like $70, $75.
I've never attempted to get a ticket there.
Yeah. I saw that over the weekend.
How do I find tickets to a game?
Whenever people talk about the problems in the NBA and the problems in the regular season, just show them this tonight. I'm disappointed. We were supposed to have Jokic versus Embiid, mano a mano, the two front runners for MVP, and the Sixers have ruled Joel Embiid out tonight.
Load management.
Losers.
Says he has a tight calf and that they couldn't get it worked out, and that since they've had such a tough recent schedule, they're going to be careful with him, which with Embiid, the guy who has had a lot of injury issues, I guess, like, it is somewhat understandable, but as somebody who has, you know, been really vocal about how much he wants to win MVP, tonight was his chance to kind of, you know, go out and ball on Jokic again. He dominated him the first time they played. Go out and do it again to him, and probably could have played his way in, you know, into MVP. Disappointed he's not giving it a go tonight. LeBron made his return yesterday, which was a little surprising. He was supposed to be out to, like, the last, like, week of the season or so, but he was back on the court last night against the Bulls. They did lose, and you do wonder what it's like bringing a guy like LeBron in, because he hasn't really played with the new team too much, but, like, it did clearly impact a little bit of what they did on offense. He came off the bench, but, you know, Anthony Davis didn't look to be in the same groove. He found himself in foul trouble, and they lost to a Bulls team that's been kind of scorching hot. And all of a sudden now, you know, look to be a tough out if they are able to get in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Bad loss for our Hawks yesterday, Cam. I know that's one you wanted against the Grizzlies. It was tough. It was tough being on the second night of a back-to-back, but always a tough one to lose to Memphis as the Hawks continue their streak of not being able to win multiple games in a row. We're down to, what, 2 weeks back in the season? Kevin Durant's supposed to be back on Wednesday, and we got a lot of, like, jockeying for position still as the play-in tournament. Really, no spots are solidified. Sneak peek for Losers of the Weekend coming up next, but, like, the story right now in the Western Conference, at least, is what the hell is going on with the Dallas Mavericks, who got swept over the weekend by the Charlotte Hornets. They now find themselves in 11th place and a game out of the play-in after losing four in a row.
Yeah, debacle.
Seems like we're in our last 2 weeks of Jason Kidd as a head coach. It looks like he is going to fail again. This would be his third time failing as a head coach, and I would assume his last for a long time in terms of getting a chance. But still, the Mavericks right there in 11th, and they're still only three games back of the five seed, but still a lot of teams up ahead of them. The current standings have the Clippers at 5, no Paul George for a while, the Golden State Warriors, who are 39-37. They've played 38 road games this year, Cody. How many do you think the Golden State Warriors have won?
36.
They've won 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can tell I haven't been paying attention to the NBA.
Yeah. They are
not good.
They are not a perfect 36-0 on the road. They are 9-29.
I said 36 out of 38.
Okay. Okay.
Which would also be ridiculous.
Yeah. They are not
31
that.
Would have been a good guess for a good team.
They can no longer win on the road.
So are they not good? Are they good
Steph
at home?
Steph was hurt for a little bit. Yeah, they're really good. They're still good at home. They are 30-8 at home. The problem is they're going to have to go on the road a bunch because they're in the lower half of the playoffs, but they are 9-29 at home. or excuse me, on the road. So no, that's not good. They're in the sixth seed though. Minnesota, after beating that Warriors team at home, after Draymond kind of threw the ball away and Karl Anthony Towns hit a clutch three last night, they're in the seventh seed, one game above 500. The Pelicans looked like they were dead. They've won four in a row. They are in the eighth seed right now, exactly at 500. Lakers at 9, Thunder at 9, both 37 and 38. There's kind of your Western Conference standings. Cam, if you're picking two of those six teams I gave you, or throw the Mavericks in there as well, give you seven. Who do you have? Who do you have, I guess, getting into the playoffs at 5 and 6, and who do you have getting the two play-in spots?
At 5 and 6, I think it is going to hold on to the Warriors and the Clippers.
Okay.
I think they'll hold on just down the stretch here. I do like the Pelicans in Minnesota. I think it's going to stay packed here pretty much. You may see a couple of jostling of positions there, but I don't know. I really don't trust that Lakers team, and I don't think Oklahoma City is, you know, good enough to get there. Love that team. I think that's a fun team, but they're not quite there yet. And Dallas just seems like they're in shambles.
Yeah, bad. This stretch for the Clippers should be a little worrisome. Like, mm-hmm. they got blown out by the Pelicans at home on Saturday. Now tonight they get Chicago, a Chicago that's on a back-to-back but that played in L.A. yesterday.
Yep.
Then they got two road games at Memphis. Memphis has won a whole bunch of games in a row as they are finding life with John Morant and their easy schedule that they've had. That they find it to be kind of a renaissance, if you will. They got two there in Memphis, at New Orleans, against the Lakers, Portland, and then at Phoenix, a Phoenix that should have Kevin Durant back. So that Clippers schedule seems kind of tough. So I don't think they're going to be one of the automatic qualifiers. I think I'd give that nod probably to Minnesota over them. I think Minnesota, now that they're back and healthy with Towns back, I think they're more of a likely to get the sixth seed, if I'm guessing.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me there. Would not surprise me there. Yeah, it's very close down the stretch. I always enjoy that. It's always fun watching.
Yeah, the play-in tournament in both conferences this year going to be kind of intriguing. In the East, Miami and Brooklyn are tied at 40 and 35. And then you kind of got a jumbled up threesome of teams that are disappointing and also maybe a little dangerous with the Hawks, Raptors, and Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting on the Nets to kind of fall back and to swap places with the Heat, and then maybe I guess out of the East, who are the two teams you got there?
I do think you're right. I do think Miami's gonna take that sixth spot from Brooklyn, and then I think Brooklyn will probably hold on to seven for now, just because I don't.
Do you think they win their play-in game? Is what you're saying? Because I think they're the worst of I think they're the worst of the five teams. I think the Bulls, Raptors, Hawks, Heat are all better than them.
Yeah, I think they're going to end up in the play-in tournament for sure. I would like to think that the Hawks and Bulls have a lot better shot of ending up beating them.
Yeah, I think the Hawks, if they're going to make the playoffs, the Hawks are going to have to be the 7 or 8 seed and get a chance to play Brooklyn.
Because
I do think they can beat Brooklyn, but if they fall down to 9 or 10 and have to win two games, I don't really trust them to be able to beat the Bulls or the Raptors. So I think that's like where the Hawks' playoff chances come right now.
Yeah, especially if they have to do a road game there.
Yeah, I think they would be in trouble in that scenario. So the Bulls playing pretty well, the Raptors as well, so it all kind of depends on how that shakes out with the seeding and such. But 2 weeks remain in the regular season. I believe I saw that the play-in games start on April 11th. So we're almost there.
Almost there.
It was nice to see LeBron back on the court yesterday, I thought. The league's kind of missed him. We'll see how the Lakers fare down the stretch, as there's not a huge margin for error, and they had been playing well without him. I still think they're going to be kind of dangerous if they get him. If I'm the Nuggets or the Grizzlies as a 1 or 2,
yeah,
I don't want to see a LeBron James. Its legs are going to be pretty rested, and Anthony Davis in a playoff series. Next time they take the courts Wednesday against the Bulls, it'll be almost a must-win game. Send us a break. We'll come back with winners and losers of the weekend. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. No, it's Monday. It's 2:30. You got to play the winners and losers music.
Okay, let me hit it.
Winners and losers, winners and losers, winners and losers. Winners and losers.
Cody, who won this weekend?
My number three winner, I have spring sports for the Vols. We have something to look forward to with our baseball and softball teams. At least we can spend a couple more months before we get into the summer still enjoying some sport.
Yeah.
Don't like that one?
No, right. It's going. I'll just...
Yeah, got to move on, you know. Yeah, basketball. Snap and clear. My number two winner is Blac Chyna. Have you seen the story about her over the weekend and what she did?
No.
Well, Blac Chyna has ditched OnlyFans for faith in a life-changing transformation. She got baptized. There was even a video of her showing her getting dunked under the water, that ritual they do with the...
Yes, it's called a baptism.
Yeah. She changed her name, removed her implants and fillers, and got her demonic tattoo removed. By the grace of God, I'm still here, she says. No more OnlyFans. No more spreading her legs for dirty men on the internet.
Whoa.
Now, she only does it for Jesus.
She's on her knees in a different way.
That's right. That's exactly right. So
shame
I got
her on both of you.
Well, I got her on my winner list. I'm not saying she's a loser, am I? She's my number two winner. Yeah. Congrats to her. And my number one winner, Caitlin Clark. Hell of a performance.
That's true.
Hell of a performance. A 41-point triple-double. Very good by her.
She's my
winner of the weekend. I guess I could have picked a men's basketball team somewhere in there, but I didn't have any. Because, you know, my policy, once we're done, I don't care.
I found myself still watching some of it. But I didn't watch any yesterday. I'll take that back. I did watch the last, like, 3 minutes of the Texas-Miami game.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's cool for Florida Atlantic being a 9 seed, but I certainly wasn't going to put them on my winner list after what they did to us.
Yeah.
I guess you could put Metro Miami. They got two teams in the Final Four.
Is that where Boca Raton is?
Pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Closer to Fort Lauderdale, but same idea.
All right, my winners of the weekend. Number three, I went with John Wick. I gave the movie a 9.5 out of 10. Just a fantastic action movie. Mm. Fantastic action movie.
Not cinema.
Beg to differ. It is 100% cinema. The shots that they take in there, some of the camera stuff they were doing with that, and they took action movies to a whole entirely different level. It was very creative and really deserves to be seen on the big screen, I think.
It was riveting.
Sorry, it's not some cliche mob movie that you've heard about for 30 years before you finally watched it and decided to make your whole personality about it. Number two, I went with fun college basketball offenses. I just thought that between Caitlin Clark and UConn and Miami and UCLA and Gonzaga, or mostly Gonzaga in that game, but I just had fun watching some good college basketball offenses. Maybe it was more just... them being juxtaposed up against Tennessee's terrible offense, but I went with that. And then, yes, South Florida college basketball, because the Heat blew a dumb game to the Nets. They got blown out in the third quarter. I can't make them too big of a winner. But, yeah, South Florida college basketball, my number one winner of the weekend. Cody, who are your losers?
Should I watch a mob movie at age 12? I mean, I don't know,
you could have at 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21,
22,
23.
I did.
24.
I did. Do you think I didn't 25. Watch a mob movie until like 2 years ago?
I mean, I remember
you. You don't know anything about
me. I mean, I remember you watched Heat when you were like 26,
my 27. My favorite movie when I was 19 was Casino.
Okay, if you say so.
Obviously, you don't know.
I mean, you didn't want. Okay, if you say so.
And I made my personality about it? What is that supposed to mean?
I ate my Sunday gravy. I gotta do my Sunday gravy. Cause
is that my whole personality, my Sunday gravy?
That's a lot of it.
I've gotten to where I really enjoy making it, you know? Yeah. I don't make it every Sunday, but I enjoy cooking. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fun.
Fellas, is it wrong to enjoy cooking?
To call it Sunday gravy, that's the part I'm talking about.
That's what they call it, so I call it that.
Exactly.
I don't think that makes it my whole personality.
That's my point.
I'm what you call nuanced.
I think of Cody, I think nuanced.
You are not nuanced. You look at everything black and white.
Yep.
That's how you look at it. You don't have any nuance.
That's true.
I have so many things about me.
I'm going to cook my Sunday gravy.
I have so many things about
Sunday gravy. Get out of here.
I can like have based my whole personality on a mob
Sunday
movie.
Sunday gravy. Get out of here. Eat my Sunday gravy. That's what they call it.
You need to learn
movies.
About me, is what you need
That's
to
That's what
do.
They call it in the movies. That's what I'm going to call it.
That's kind of cool. Thin slice of garlic with a razor blade. You know? I don't do that, actually. But I cooked a lot of meat this weekend. I grilled ribs. First time I've grilled ribs.
Any good?
No. They were.
You know what you did wrong? What changes?
I think I cooked them too long.
What changes you'll make to them?
I think I cooked them too long. Because ideally you're supposed to go low and slow, but I was doing the quick cook method.
You're like, I'm kind of in a hurry. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's like grilling for an
hour.
That's
my problem whenever I've tried to cook is I usually don't cook until I'm hungry, so then I'm ready to eat. So like I don't have the patience to cook something that's going to take like an hour because I'm hungry because I'm cooking.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
That's kind of always been.
I did a pretty good steak on Friday.
Yeah?
And I did some jalapeno poppers with the cream cheese and the bacon, you know, and we had some grilled mushrooms with garlic.
Grilled mushrooms, so just like you eat just nothing but mushrooms?
Yeah, just
it's like a full side.
It's just you put some mushrooms in some foil with some garlic. Like I just put like minced garlic and some butter, salt, and pepper.
How big are mushrooms? I'm thinking about little circles of them.
Yeah, just like the baby Bellas. They come pre-sliced.
It's kind of like carrots, I guess, kind of like the baby carrots.
Could do the exact same thing with carrots.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you could put them on the grill, some foil. Yeah, you definitely could. I feel like everything's just better on the grill. I don't know.
I do miss some grilled zucchini. I used to eat a lot of that. I did like that.
Did you do it in the foil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Zucchini, squash, onions, that'd probably be good. Any of that stuff.
Was that your biggest loser? Did you already give your losers? Or?
I don't remember. My third loser was Blue Bloods, and my second loser was Jerome Tang, and my first loser is Alabama.
What'd Jerome Tang do?
I didn't like his antics.
What'd he do?
You know the Kansas State head coach, Jerome
Tang. Yeah,
no, he
is. What were his answers?
Well, he went into the Florida Atlantic locker room after the game to congratulate them.
Oh, yeah.
And wish them luck in the Final Four. And this one guy tweeted, you know, a couple insanity shots from he used an inappropriate term, but we'll say little person. Has this guy acting like he's Coach K? And he kind of was. He's kind of making it about himself, going into the Florida Atlantic locker room talking about how good you guys are, and you earned it, and you out-toughed us, and, you know. I don't like when coaches make it about themselves.
Yeah, it's definitely like I'm making myself the story here. If I'm Dusty May, I'm like, get the hell out of here. You're Jerome Tang, bro.
Yeah, like basically.
Go coach your team.
That's basically what this guy was like. This guy,
I agree with that, I think.
This guy was saying, like, well, who's he think he is, Coach K?
Yeah, you know? I kind of agree with that.
So he's my number two loser, and then Blue Bloods were my third loser.
The show, what happened?
The show? No, not
the
show.
The show.
I'm talking about
Tom Selleck still doing it, or
no? I'm talking about in college basketball. They refer to the teams that have been traditional powers as typically it's Duke, North Carolina, UCLA, Kentucky, Kansas.
Yeah, but none of those lost this weekend except UCLA.
Well,
they were already gone.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's moreover a narrative about no Blue Bloods in the Final Four.
I mean, I did something similar. My number three loser, I just went with one seeds just because all the one seeds failed to make the Elite Eight for the first time in history. That's got to be pretty embarrassing. We talked about how crazy this college basketball season was and how anybody could win, anybody could lose, and blah, blah, blah. And then it did kind of bore out that way in the tournament as you had all the top seed teams kind of go home.
Should have just not picked any one seeds.
Yeah, the key is you have to pick the right other seeds. Like, that's the hard part.
That's so hard to do.
But, like, I feel like UConn probably should have been a little bit more obvious. And, like,
they're good.
Miami with their guards, that was probably a pretty good flyer to take on them, too. So, I mean, like, it always feels like, man, I should have seen this coming, but you didn't really. I was shocked at how Gonzaga just got absolutely dominated by UConn. That was a big time.
Wouldn't it be nice to have guard play?
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what was so frustrating is just seeing how good of like all these teams just had a guard.
Like, how can we not just get one of those?
Like Noel was like from like Little Rock, Arkansas or something like that. Like, I mean, like transferred out of there. Like, there's plenty of like mid-major guards that you can go out and get out of the transfer portal. And like Tennessee just looked at Tyreek Key and said, "That's the guy I want." And I'm just like, "What the hell are you doing, Rick Barnes? Do you watch basketball?" Like, what about Tyreek Key's film made you think, this is the guy I want? And I don't mean to, you know, pick on him, but he was the only transfer we got. Like, I mean, we clearly needed another guard to help after Chandler left. Either that or, like, B.J. Edwards had to be the guy, and we never played him and let him be the guy. It's like you had to go get another guard to help, and you just didn't. Like, you got Tyreek Key, and, you know, we know what. We just watched him all season. We know what type of player he is. Like, I mean, I understand that you can't, you know, count on Zakai to tear his ACL, and maybe he helps a little bit. But like, I don't think he changes like the outcome of Tennessee's season.
No,
I don't think he keeps us from getting out toughed by FAU. And quite frankly, Barnes should thank his lucky stars that Jemai Meshack could actually play some point guard for him, because we didn't really have anything at the beginning of the season to indicate that we thought that was ever a possibility, right? The guy could barely dribble a basketball sometimes. And then all of a sudden, he's, like, running pretty good point guard and, like, being pretty reliable. And I think Tennessee got pretty lucky to even have that as a, like, possibility. So, yeah, number one seed's my biggest loser of the weekend. Number two, I went with SEC basketball. I thought we all got embarrassed. I thought Arkansas got absolutely annihilated by UConn. That was embarrassing. I know that was Thursday, but I'm counting it because I wasn't doing a show on Friday. Tennessee got beat by FAU. That was also a Thursday, so neither one of those actually happened on the weekend. And Alabama lost to San Diego State. That was on Friday at least. But
I put Alabama as my top loser.
Yeah. Oh, you get number one? I mean, yeah, Alabama probably should be ahead of everyone else just because they also sold their soul just to get knocked out in the Sweet 16. And Brandon Miller went, like, what, 3 of 18, 3 of 19? He was terrible in that game. Nick Saban didn't do those boys any favors by making that a talking point all week about you can't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He didn't really do them any favors there.
Alabama was at the wrong place, wrong time when they met San Diego State in the tournament.
San Diego State basically played the way we were trying to play all year, and they made it work in the tournament.
They're just better. Yeah.
And I think that's the team I'm rooting for to win the championship.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
I think I could get down with that.
I put a future in on Miami, like 16-1, so.
I guess that means you're rooting for Miami.
I'll root for Miami, too. Good city.
Yeah.
I can't root for Florida Atlantic, though.
Yeah.
And UConn's obviously the favorite, so you don't want to root for the favorite.
Why can't you root for Florida Atlantic just because they beat us?
Yeah, I just can't.
Who cares?
I just can't. I don't like that coach.
Everyone can beat us.
I don't like that coach.
Fair enough.
He's cringe.
I can respect that.
But I do like Jim Laranjeiga. Who is San Diego State's coach?
It's a new guy.
What's he look like?
Like an old guy. He's an old, like,
he's a
middle-aged bald guy. Like, I don't know how else to describe him. But number one, my biggest loser of the weekend, the Dallas Mavericks. Like, swept by the Charlotte Hornets. Really nothing else to say.
Oh, I don't like the way he looks.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. I was just going
to. No, I can't root for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see you liking him.
He looks kind of like a jerk.
Kind of looks like me.
No, he's got hair.
I thought he was bald. Is he not bald?
The San Diego State coach? No.
Yeah, is he not bald? You sure?
Yep.
I think he does have hair. No, I'm thinking
okay.
Brian Dutcher? Is that his name?
Is that his name? I didn't even know. I have
no
clue
what his name is. I was picturing him bald.
He doesn't appear to be bald.
Okay.
He looks like a guy that would, like, he looks mean.
Yeah, he does. But I really thought he was bald. Anyway, winners and losers of the weekend is over. Last call on the other side. call on the program. Do we have anything else we need to get to, Cam? Anything we missed?
Yeah, I want to give a big birthday shout-out to my brother Carson.
Shout-out Carson, intern Carson. Hope he has a great birthday. Yeah,
turned 15 today.
The big 1-5, okay.
Yeah, kid's growing up.
Makes me feel old.
Yep, it sure does. But, yep, outside of that, don't think we really miss too much.
Okay. Shout-out to Carson. A good man. All right, you got a story for us?
I do. TSA is getting backlash for this.
Oh, I know what this is.
I do not know what it is.
Oh, well, stop for
yep.
it.
Yep.
TSA is stirring up a debate after it ruled peanut butter as a liquid.
Oh, this is not the TSA story I saw.
They ruled peanut butter as a liquid, so somebody had to throw their peanut butter out, I guess. They tried to bring it on the plane.
I think now if you try to get it on your plane, you cannot. They basically said, think twice before packing that jar of peanut butter on your next flight.
What if you get crunchy?
I don't know, but it says now you're not allowed to bring big containers and you're limited to just 3.4 ounces of peanut butter.
What do you do with 3.4 ounces of peanut butter?
Eat it.
So it fits the definition of a liquid, which it declares as something with no definite shape that takes the shape of its container.
Interesting.
Another snack added to this list is cheese dip. Favorite chips and dip? You want all chips, no dip, they say.
My favorite thing is taking a jar of that Tostitos queso dip on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite thing to take on.
And now it's over.
Wait, what?
It's my favorite thing to take in my carry-on. They won't let you take that or peanut butter.
Nope.
Are you being facetious?
No.
Your favorite thing to take is chips and queso on a plane?
Yeah. It's my favorite plane snack.
If I sat next to somebody dipping chips and salsa, I don't know what I would think.
Yeah.
I would be like, excuse me, sir?
No, it's not salsa. It's that jar of cheese.
Well, yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
It's good.
That's your favorite airplane snack?
Yeah. What is wrong with that?
I don't know. I think most of us bring like a bag of chips or like pretzels.
I have
or
a bag of chips. I have a bag of tortilla chips, and I have a jar of cheese.
Has anyone ever commented on it?
No. What are they going to comment?
Where do you carry the queso at?
In my carry-on.
You just walk around with hot cheese in your backpack?
No, it's not hot. It's cold.
How is it cold if it's on your carry-on? You bring ice?
It's in that jar. I mean, it's room temperature. It's whatever temperature it is.
So if you fly in the summer, it's hot.
No, because you're in an airport. Like, you're not outside. It's good room temperature jar cheese.
Are you messing with me?
I mean, it's not real cheese, but it's, you know.
Are you messing with me?
No. That's my favorite snack.
So you just have no shame on there. So whenever you get on a plane, like, I kind of honestly thought you might come on there. You're maybe a little self-conscious, trying not to take up too much room.
Self-conscious about what?
Being a big old boy and not want to take up too much room. And
I can't fly because I'm heavy?
I'm not saying that. Last minute, when we went to the Chris Rock concert, you were like very self-aware of like not trying to take up too much space on people. So I thought like if you're on an airplane, it might be the same thing. If you're just kind of wanting to blend in and not inconvenience people, but instead you show up with a bag of cheese?
Do you really think I eat a jar of cheese?
At first I didn't, but then I was kind of thinking.
Can you imagine a guy like me wearing a shirt like this just eating out of a jar of cheese?
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
sometimes I don't even bring chips. Sometimes I just eat with a spoon.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you know, I have done that at home before, though. Like
done what?
Like jar crunch. You know how, I don't know if you know how your hands are too fat, or mine are. Your hands are fat, and you run out of the easy dip.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, stick your hand down in there, and you get the cheese all over
your hand. You don't just pour the dip into, like, a bowl?
No. So I crush up chips and stir it all together like a...
I do that with my Oreos.
Like a chips and cheese biscuit and gravy and just eat it with a spoon.
I do that with my Oreos, and I drink it sometimes, but... Well, that does make me feel better that you're not on there with chips and cheese. Although,
see, this is my whole point of the last hour.
I sit there and believe that
I would do that.
Okay, first of all,
that's insulting.
First of all, I didn't believe it. I was like, no, you don't. But then also,
I convinced
like,
you though.
But most,
you're like, you really do that.
If you want to keep track of all the things that the other person's convinced the other person of during the show, you would fail that test way more than I have.
What do you mean?
I don't know, 30 different rock things. I pretend like I don't know the name of the band or name.
Well, that's a
bit. One of the musicians. Well, no.
That's a bit.
Sometimes it's a bit. Sometimes it's not. And it became a bit because you fell for it so many times.
Then I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not fall yes,
you
for did. That.
And you still do. Name them. Name one. Name one. You always think I don't Name actually one. Know. Something. Like you'll think that I don't actually know. Just like with Shakespeare. Name them. Name
one. Well, I didn't think you'd get more than three Shakespeares.
Well, I got four.
Getting to four is pretty impressive.
Easily.
I mean, like obviously the first three are pretty kind of layups, but.
You've been duped way more than I didn't believe that you had the cheese because I said I don't buy that because I thought you would be a little self conscious in terms of wanting to take up too much space and inconvenience people.
You know something gross I did yesterday?
I don't want
when I was eating my leftover ribs.
The drive's
I didn't have a toothpick.
So what'd you do?
I bit my fingernail off and used my fingernail as a toothpick.
Yeah, that's disgusting. The drive's up next.
So gross.